everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Fifi Fevenbyren Catch-Up Special. We're looking back and revisiting Fifi Fevenbyren's best moments of 2018.
101.9 The Fox.
Scotty James is in the house. How good is this? Winter Olympian, X Games champion, world champion snowboarder, yes! Scotty James.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having
Scotty.
Me again.
Yeah. Just,
only the crowd, guys. They've made no noise for us all morning, and now they're going mad.
Scotty, you...
wonderful Dave Clark.
You brought a crowd.
Does the Bulla report.
Yeah, he
huge crowd.
Dave's on
yeah,
fire
including
this
Dave
morning.
Clark. He's one of the 9 or 10 people out there.
Look at this. Just look at us just sitting here on a couch here at A-Bomb at Mount Bulla. Just some world-class snowboarders. I mean, to yeah, be in your company.
Bored up.
No, us snowboard skiers.
After yesterday, I'd say you fall into that category of world class, so
thank
congratulations.
You, Scotty.
Wow.
I mean,
call.
We did get the on Thursday. What a great night we had last night. Dinner, it was fun at the Black Cockatoo.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, great food.
Great food, great people.
Now we're a bit...
The ambience.
The ambience, no, it's a great... Now...
You've changed, Fev.
Scotty, you did give Fev and I a lesson together, and there's always a bit of competition involved, particularly when Fev's involved. And the thing about this is we were both coming, it was an even playing field for once. You're an athlete.
Yeah,
like usually,
I know that.
Yeah, well, we've stood on the Western Oval and kicked a ball.
That's
like
not
you're
fair.
Going to win.
Yeah, that's, yeah, that wasn't fair.
It'd just be very interesting, Fifi, Scotty, and Byron, how this is all going to play out
well,
for radio.
Well, okay, we'll see how it all does play out.
For radio.
This happened yesterday afternoon with Scotty James, world champion snowboarder. Let's see how it did play out, Feb. We had to keep it to about a couple of minutes summary.
And then I'll
happened.
Tell you how it went after.
No,
this
is...
I can just
say
what's going to happen.
What happened is exactly what you'll hear...
No, it's not.
...right now.
I call Bulla.
Here we are at Mount Bulla. We are here with world champion snowboarder Scotty James and a couple of stars of the future in terms of your sport, Scotty, Bifavola and F-Box. What is our challenge here today for these guys?
The challenge here today, we have a bunny slope. We're trying to get down this hill here. Maybe we could do like follow the leader.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
It's what you'd call a beginner's course.
Is it a time trial?
Thief's asking for a time trial. She doesn't even know how to get into the board. So it's quite an elaborate process here, getting the boot into the binding.
Now, I miss skis, I'll be honest.
Let it snow and snow.
Oh, God, 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 oh, God. Oh, wow.
She's
oh, God.
Up and
no, okay,
stable.
So, okay, I'm
okay.
Up.
Okay.
And we're off.
And
let it go, let it go, let it go.
We didn't mean to be rolling, but we are rolling.
No,
let it go.
I actually don't know how to stop.
Oh, Scotty's like, what the?
How about I turn which way?
Just follow me.
She's not breaking any records in terms of time, but in fairness, she hasn't fallen. She's been on 2 feet upright. Meanwhile, Fev is up the top
healing,
of the slope.
Healing.
Throwing snowballs, annoyed that he hasn't had his chance.
What about me? It isn't fair.
And she's hit the pole. Well done. A successful and very slow run from Fifi Box. Didn't fall.
Oh, shivers! You can
do it, put your back into it. Feel the rhythm. Feel the ride. Come on, Scotty, it's snowboard time.
Let's focus on movie quotes. Let's just get the snowboarding part right.
Of course he's going to do it by himself. He's going to nail it.
He's a natural athlete. He's taken a fall within a metre.
No, that's not a fall, it's a stop.
He doesn't want any help. Scotty's stretching out a hand saying, here, come on, my friend, come with me, I'm an Olympian. Fev's saying, not required. Thanks, but no thanks. Doing it his own way. This can't end well. Too much speed. Doesn't know how to stop. Actually, that's annoying. He didn't fall. Yes, he did. On his backside.
Nailed it, bro.
Well, at first we thought he's done it his own way. He's an individual. He didn't really ask for much tutorage from you. Scotty, what do you make of that?
Not a great student. Didn't take in too much information, but he did make it to the bottom.
Yeah.
Although I feel like Fifi was much more gracious.
Thank you, Scotty.
They had a handheld the whole way down. I went solo, baby.
Oh, he's dancing.
Pretty sure I nailed it.
Fev might have won on time, but yes. The other variables, you'd suggest Fifi would be well in front.
Yeah, I mean, usually what it's
sorry, guys.
Time is...
sorry for what? Losing?
Losing what?
We're just discussing
this. Oh, yeah, for radio.
Okay, we're back live. That was all the action from yesterday afternoon at the Yoplait Petit Miam Ski Centre. That's where it was. Now that we're back live, that was a fair summary, Scotty James, of what occurred?
Yeah, I think that was a fair summary of what occurred. I think, you know, it was... It was a tremendous effort by both. Fifi and I did have a nice dance down the bunny slope. That's probably what it was. And yeah, as I said, you know, Fev really just took it in his stride and didn't ask for much information and took off. So, okay,
so Fife's won.
I mean, yeah, she's won.
Oh dear, look at Fev now.
That's fine.
Are you sure?
pretty sure. When you go down holding a world champion's snowboarder's hands the whole way, you didn't actually snowboard. You were dragged down the snow. I went solo. I was doing bunny hops. I was turning.
Okay.
Look, who doesn't want to dance with Fifi Box? That's probably why she won.
Well said, Scotty James. And the video, you know what? Judge for yourself. Maybe Scotty's assessment isn't fair.
We'll see how that's cut up.
Actually, the video's probably been skewed against you as well, Fev. Fifi Fev Byron on Facebook for that video. Scotty, seriously though, all the different alpine situations you've been in all over the world, thanks for being part of our fun here at Mount Buller, mate.
Of course, guys. Thank you for having me. And
it's your last time on the show, bro.
It's the Fox.
Fifi Fev and Byron. A special edition catch up of Fifi Fev and Byron's best moments of 2018.
101.9 The Fox. Sick of playing second fiddle to your partner's car? Does your partner love their car more than you?
You scratch my car!
Fifi, Fev and Byron, me or the car?
As much as we'd like some feedback from you regarding our music policies and DJ Konski, let's get straight into this. This is so important, such a massive decision facing this listener. Let's set the scene. The team went out to Melbourne Cable Park for Fifi, Fev and Byron's Me or the Car.
Okay, so we're here at the Melbourne Cable Park. Josh and Brittany are in a relationship. Brittany thinks Josh loves his car more than he loves her, so we're about to put Josh to the test. Behind us, that is his car, Victor, being hauled up by a crane.
Look at it. The beautiful VP Commodore from 92, Fifi.
On another crane, we are going to lift Brittany.
In the actual person?
Yeah, she is going to be up in the air with the car, and Josh is going to have to decide which one drops. It's either me or the car. Brittany's going to get dropped or the car gets dropped. It's really brutal.
I'm just surprised we didn't run some sort of OH&S.
Nah.
Check on that. Okay.
It's fun.
Now, after this, we meet Josh. We meet Brittany. What will happen? Stay tuned.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. A special edition catch-up of Fifi, Fev and Byron's best moments of 2018.
101.9 The Fox. Me or the car.
And it's all thanks to Brighton Mazda. End of financial year sale on now. Massive reductions across the Mazda range, Fee.
Okay, so there we were at Melbourne Cable Park. Josh's car hanging. Much loved car since 1992. Hanging from a crane. Brittany and Josh, loved up couple, or are they? Because that was the question Brittany needed to know the answer to. Did Josh love her more than he loves his car? So neither of them knew what was going on. We brought Brittany out while Josh was still blindfolded and with noise-cancelling headphones, had no idea what was going on. Let's find out how Brittany reacted to the situation.
Okay, Brittany, welcome to Melbourne Cable Park.
Thank you.
You've come here because you contacted us and you said that your boyfriend of over 2 years, Josh, loves his car, Victor, more than he loves you.
Victor the VP, he does.
You want to be his priority?
Yep.
Well, Brittany, we're going to find out today who is the priority and who is the true love of his life.
Okay.
I want you to look behind you at the crane and just see what's about to happen with that crane.
Oh, my God.
That is Victor. That's Josh's beloved car.
Yep, that is.
Being hoisted up on that crane 30 metres in the air.
Yep.
It's not the only thing that's going to be hoisted 30 metres into the air. We're also going to put his much-loved girlfriend 30 metres up in the air.
Yep.
He's going to look up at his car, Victor, and his girlfriend of 2 years, Brittany, and he's going to have to make a decision, Brittany.
Yep.
He has to drop one of you.
What do you reckon he'll choose?
Honestly, I don't know.
I hope he chooses you.
I do too, but this car, you don't understand.
This is a 30-metre drop for you.
Yep.
It's a free fall.
Yep.
Well, I reckon if I had the decision, I'd probably drop my girlfriend. I would. Oh, it's your car.
I know, it's the car.
The car's going to get hurt. The girlfriend's not.
It's true. There's no mat for that car. So, Victor, the car that he has loved his whole life is going to get smashed if he chooses you.
Yep.
Just one more time. Who do you think he's going to choose, you or the car?
I hope me. But
does your gut say?
I'm going to go, yeah, I'll put it out there, positive energy, me.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Now, Josh is blindfolded. We're about to bring him out.
Oh, here we go.
He's going to be confronted with this devastating choice.
It's me or the car. It's me or the car.
Let's go, Russ.
Let's get Victor up in the air. That's really high.
Victor's going up.
Oh.
Go, Victor.
Brittany's going up horizontal.
Oh, look at the Victor. Undercarriage.
Oh. How are you feeling, Brittany?
Not very good right now.
Not very good right now.
Brittany, hang in there. Ba-dum.
That was great.
Outstanding work, Feef, there at the end. Look, this is a difficult situation at this point for everyone involved.
Okay, well, Brittany, terrified of heights, being launched up there on that crane 30 metres high. What happened, though, when Josh came out and we revealed to him the choice, the devastating choice he had to make?
Josh, welcome to Melbourne Cable Park. You're here because Brittany, your girlfriend of over 2 years, contacted us and said that she thinks that you love your car, Victor. More than you love her. How do you feel about this, Josh? Where do you stand?
I do love the car. I love her more, though. So that's why I've sort of let her put her faith in me.
Because you have no idea what's about to happen.
Yeah, I've got no idea, but I mean, this is just to boost her trust in me, I guess.
Talk through your love of the car, though, because this was your uncle's car. You grew up watching it, looking at it, wanting it one day.
I first knew I wanted the car when I was 12, and I asked him to go for drives. As soon as I turned 15, got a job, got enough money, I begged him to keep that car for me. As soon as I got it, I learnt to drive in that car. I don't go a day without it. If I'm not travelling for the day, I make excuses to go out in it. It's reliable, got a few scratches here and there, but I mean,
Josh, you're a lovely guy, and this is a beautiful romance between you and your car, Victor.
You really love the car, don't you?
I do love
the car. I think you love it more than Brittany.
What worries me, Feef, is you're about to take his blindfold off, and there's something he's going to see.
We're going to take that blindfold off you, and then I want you to look to your left and your right and just take in what you're seeing, okay? Alrighty. Blindfold off.
Oh, no. We got Feef, and my car is suspended.
Hello.
Up here.
Oh, Jesus, and I got Britt hanging. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Josh.
What does that mean?
You'll find out, I guess.
Oh, God.
So, Josh, that is your car, your beautiful, beloved car, Victor, hanging 30 feet in the air off a crane.
The car you've loved since you were 12.
And this is your girlfriend. You've only known her for 2 years, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Sorry, Britt, I'm on your side, really. Who's hanging off that crane 30 metres? Who's going to fall? Now, look, it's a free fall. But the car, if that drops, Josh, that's gone. That's smashed. Do you want to have a quick chat with Brittany?
I do. How are you feeling?
I swear to God, if you choose that car. Look how far up I am. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's not that far. Don't worry. There's 10 years difference.
Wow. Up next, the decision.
Feef, Feef and Byron.
A special edition catch-up of Feef, Feef and Byron's best moments of 2018.
101.9 The Fox. Feef, Feef and Byron's Me or the Car.
We've been doing this with the help of Brighton Mazda. Thanks, Brighton Mazda. End of financial year sale on now. Massive reductions across the Mazda range. And if you've just tuned in, you missed the whole build-up. Josh and his girlfriend, Brittany. Josh loves his 1992 VP Commodore. There's so much history, guys, with this Commodore. It's more than just a car for Josh, isn't it? It's almost his whole life staring at him.
It is his whole life. He learned how to drive in it. He worked at McDonald's, saved up his money, brought it off his uncle, all to have it hanging up 30 metres with his girlfriend, who he's known for 2 years, hanging also 30 metres. Well, what will he choose?
Well said, Feef. And that was the choice.
Feef.
Facing Josh.
I'm the one without the beard.
You said Feef.
I said Feef. Let's not get bogged down in detail.
You called him Feef.
This was the choice facing Josh. Brittany suspended up the top of a crane, 30 metres. So one of them has to go. It's me or the car.
Okay, now I don't want to alarm you, Josh, but Brittany and the car can only be suspended for so long before they actually both drop. So what's going to happen is we need a decision, and I hate to put this time pressure on you, but you need to tell us or else that car's just going to fall. This is all about Brittany saying, Josh, it's me or the car. Who is going to be dropped 30 metres? Brittany or the car?
Look, I love Brittany, so I'm going to have to pick Victor. I'm sorry, Victor.
It's the car you've
I'm sorry, buddy, but you're going to have to come down.
Are you sure?
Yes, I guess.
Josh, you learnt how to drive in this car.
I did.
You've loved it since you were 12.
It's older than me.
Oh, no. Okay, well, Josh, try not to cry, but we're going to crash your car from a 30-metre crane.
Brittany's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure she is.
Here goes. Five. Four. Three. Two. One.
I'm sorry, Victor.
Jeez. Victor's landed nose first and he hasn't even fallen.
Oh, my God.
He's still just suspended on his nose. The front end is like, excuse my English, but it's...
He's given us a handstand. Oh, no.
So there it is, Josh, your beautiful car that you've loved your whole life. You've wanted this car. It's crashed.
Yeah.
Your beautiful girlfriend, Brittany, though, didn't have to go through and endure a 30-metre drop. We need to tell you now, Josh, that it was worth it.
Was it?
Because we want you to turn around. Josh, you have just got yourself from Brighton Mazda a brand new Mazda!
You're kidding me.
That's all yours.
Are you serious?
Seriously.
Holy
That is a magnificent piece of machinery and it's worth $24,000.
That's a brand new Mazda Neo Sport. All the bells and whistles from the wonderful people at Brighton Mazda. So does that make it feel a little bit?
It does.
Problem is, with Brittany up there, there's only really one way to come down.
Ah, here we go.
The only way down is to actually drop you 30 metres. So...
See, that makes it better. That makes it worse.
Brittany, I'm so sorry. There's just no other way down. We're going to have to drop you.
Here we go.
Here we go. Five, four, three, two, one.
Oh, hopefully that makes it works.
At least we did it gently, Brittany.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up of Fifi, Fev and Byron's best moments of 2018.
101.9 The Fox.
The final showdown. Weatherman Mike Larkin versus Brendan Favola. No more Mr. Rice Guy.
Fifi, reset this. It goes right back to an alleged incident in 2001 between Mike Larkin, who you can catch on Melbourne's 10 Eyewitness News, first at 5 every weeknight, that's and right. 1B Favola.
Brendan Favola believes that back in 2001, he was part of a rice-eating contest to celebrate the Chinese New Year on the steps of Parliament House. He also believes Mike Larkin was there in this contest, and he cheated. He ended up pouring the bowl of rice over his head. Fev has never forgiven Mike for this. He can barely watch him do the weather on Channel 10 of an evening because he's so resentful.
Right.
Mike has zero recollection of this and doesn't believe it was in fact him. It could have been Tim Bailey. I mean, it could have been
it
anyone.
It wasn't Tim Bailey.
The Daily Bailey.
Okay. Tim Bailey's in Sydney.
I know, but I'm just
got
saying, I'm trying to defend Mike here. Now we're reenacting this. Mike and Fev are sitting at a table at the moment. It looks like a boxer's press conference, to be honest.
Yeah. Crossed with a very bad Chinese restaurant.
And we've already had a bit of controversy. Mike wanted to change seats because he's left-handed. cheat.
Come on.
No, that's fair enough.
I'm actually really nervous. I never get nervous before anything.
Mike, how are you feeling?
Well, anxious, nervous, but very, very hungry.
Okay, well, look at him.
Look
Mike's
out.
Got a look in his eye, Fev. It's very...
No, I'm a tiger.
I'm quite scared.
Any rules here, Fev?
Yes.
Because Fev will argue with whatever the rules are.
He's such a nice man on the weather.
Thank you.
Now, what's going to happen, guys, is in front of you is a cloche, Master Chef style. Once the cloche is removed, you will have a bowl of rice in front of you. There will be a countdown. Once the countdown is over, it is who can eat the most amount of rice in 30 seconds. 30 seconds, and then we will be measuring the bowls to see how much you got in.
Has a budget going
to
Fox. They're wooden chopsticks.
they're recyclable.
Yeah.
Oh, he said they wouldn't work.
Dad joke again from Larkin.
Any last trash talking of each other, or are you ready?
Well, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who wins because he's still cheated.
Okay. I mean, makes the whole thing redundant.
I have nothing more to say. I'm a weatherman. I do not cheat.
Gentlemen, are you ready for the rice eating?
Start your chopsticks.
Let's get that clock underway.
3, 2, 1.
They lift up the platters.
Okay, Mike's gone in first. He's got the first mouthful. Oh, Mike's about four mouthfuls to three of Fev's. Fev's going faster.
Fev's mouthfuls are bigger.
And Fev's got a large jaw to get a lot in. I mean, he could actually just stuff
And a giant chin.
Mike,
they're both
like,
at it.
Mike looks like he's enjoying it more. He's really loving it.
All right.
Fev's talking and
look
eating.
Look at the rivalry. Look at Fev's face. Look at the determination.
At Fev's forearm. I've never seen the bicep bulging as the chopsticks kept going to his mouth. We are at 28 seconds, 29 seconds, 30 seconds. Stop! Balls down, gentlemen, balls down.
Official measurement will be from our executive producer, Leon Shergren. I wouldn't want to be in
his
place.
Thank you
very much. Well, Feb believes he's won, and we're going to. Leon Shergren, our executive producer, is assessing the bowls as we speak.
Moving around. Really, really close.
It's very close.
What are you talking about?
We may be counting grains of rice.
A bit of rice in it.
Leon.
I'm going to say.
Leon, don't be intimidated. Look
really
away from Fev.
What are you talking
Do
about?
Do not.
No, I will happily count the grains of rice. I think Fev's taken it.
He won. Oh, he won!
Favola has taken it out over Larkin, and revenge after 17 years of bitterness between these two men. I feel like have we reached a resolution after all this time?
Now, guys, I'd just like to thank my family. My kids have stood by me for 17 years.
Can I
get
the rest of the
prices?
Get on a mic,
time.
At least. If you're going to interrupt him, can you get on a mic? His mic technique is horrific.
He's an experienced broadcaster.
Well, you think I was, wouldn't you?
Now, Mike, you have been a great sport, and can I say, I mean, just personally and selfishly, you've done Byron and I a huge favour. Because having to live with Fev if it got beaten by you would have been no fun.
Hey, Fee.
Yeah.
Mihal.
All right, that's enough.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up of Fifi, Fev and Byron's best moments of 2018.
101.9 The Fox.
Massive, massive morning Saturday at Coburg Velodrome, and a massive thanks to Aussie Dog Products for making it possible. Built safe, built tough. Let's play aussiedog.com.au.
No other dogs allowed. Sorry, leave your border collie. Oodles of oodles, so many different breeds. Bring them only if they're crossed with poodles.
That's right, it was a massive oodles of oodles party. It did happen at the Coburg Velodrome. Aussie Dog Products, our corporate sponsor, did an amazing event.
That
was fabulous. Thank you so much to Aussie Dogs. And thank you to everybody that turned up. We are talking thousands. Thousands of people, thousands and thousands of dogs, oodles, sorry, very specifically. Oh, there was the occasional French bulldog.
Which I was very happy to see that inclusiveness.
I saw a Staffy. It was wonderful. Mm. But Byron, it did very nearly not happen. I cannot tell you how distressing Friday night was. So I'm about to put, Trixie, Lizzie to bed.
Can you stop getting your daughter and your dog confused?
I know, it's
almost
stop.
As if the dog's
anyway,
more loved.
After Kindy, Trixie and I have gone home. We've put Lizzie outside for a little run and noticed she was really struggling, a bit constipated.
Okay.
And I went, what's going on here? And she was just doing that hover thing and I'm like, why is this not happening?
Oh dear.
And then I was making dinner and I've gone onto the back patio and just she's been rubbing her bottom along everything.
Right.
Okay, it was graphic.
It's so graphic.
The equivalent, though, Byron, of when I took Trixie, my daughter, to Disneyland and she had gastro for a day, I realised this was Lizzie's big party and she was really sick.
Is this a box thing?
Fortunately, at the event, Vets on Call were there. So when we've turned up, there was Henry from Vets on Call to save the day.
Yeah, to save the day. And just a little ears warning, I found this to be incredibly graphic.
Sorry.
I don't know that we need to even hear it.
She was constipated and she was doing that hunching thing, but nothing was coming out. Eventually something came out and it was really soft and a lot of it. And then she was smearing her bottom all over the tiles outside, came inside, doing it all inside, and stank. So I put gloves on. There's something stuck and matted at the back.
Yeah,
and
okay,
I've put her in the bath and I've softened her chucks. I don't know what's going on back there.
Okay.
And then this morning, constipated again.
Okay.
And the poo that's coming out is like red winey.
Like red tinge.
Yeah, rich sort of look. But I tried to feel, because my babysitter said it might be anal glands.
Yeah.
But I don't know, something's wrong with her bottom.
And in terms of food, what does Lizzie normally eat?
She just has dry food.
Yeah.
She did have a bit of lamb on Tuesday night, cooked lamb.
Okay. Something like that can easily cause a gastrointestinal problem as well, especially for a puppy.
Oh, what have I done?
No, it's okay.
Doctor, give me the news.
we're with puppies in general, they have a very sensitive gastrointestinal tract. Just because they're not very used to things.
They were really premium lamb cutlets. Yeah. Like, I just
But we have a very happy looking puppy here.
Oh, good, okay.
For a puppy with gastrointestinal problems. So it's very likely that it's going to pass through. But we'll do a physical examination.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is gross. So you eventually got the all clear from the vet that Lizzie could obviously take part in the party.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Pretty full on 24 hours beforehand.
Don't feed it lamb cutlets.
Oh, I thought they were like really good ones. I was eating them.
Okay, up next, how did it go meeting literally, actually, thousands of dogs for the little puppy who's already suffering with the it's a tough one. But anyway, how did it all go? We'll find out right after this.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up of Fifi, Fev and Byron's best moments of 2018.
101.9 The Fox.
Melbourne's biggest dog party.
Forget the other breeds, just doodles. No to Rottweilers, no to Bulldogs. Don't bring your Staffy unless it's Oodle Cross. Just Oodles, Oodles, just Oodles, Oodles, just Oodles, Oodles, just Oodle, Oodle, Oodle.
That's right, Saturday morning, Coburg Velodrome. Oodles of Oodles, literally thousands of Oodles en masse. And Lizzie Rosie Box was there to meet them all. It was her first sight. It was like her Deb.
You're talking about Deb. Going from zero to 100, though. I mean, she'd barely seen a dog in her life, and now we have thousands of dogs at the Coburg. Like the turnout, in fairness, Viv, would you say you were surprised? It was like a festival.
It was like Splendor for dogs. It was amazing.
Let's have a listen.
Gates have just opened here at Coburg Velodrome for Oodles of Oodles, Fev.
Now, mate, you're dressed up as Scooby-Doo. You look great. You've never looked better.
Thank you.
Oh, this is amazing. Okay, there are dogs everywhere. Look at those massive oodles. They're big labradoodles. Whoa, okay. This is her first interaction with other cavoodles. What was your name?
Jordan.
Jordan, she likes you. You're friends.
Did your daughter have a question, Lulu?
What breeds Scooby-Doo?
Interesting you should ask, Lulu. Scooby-Doo is a Great Dane. And the reason I'm wearing this costume today is in protest for all the breeds that aren't oodles, that aren't allowed in.
Who's he talking to?
It's a protest.
Who are you talking to then? You ain't nothing but a
hound dog. Am I seeing a moodle? That's a little Lizzie lookalike. Hello. Look at all the cavoodles.
Now, Byron, Scooby, all Morning fours, guys. Bro. All fours.
Oh, this is a new low.
All fours. Come on.
No.
Get on all fours
in
now.
In fairness, I don't want to dirty the costume.
Sit, Byron, sit. Good doggy. I've got a treat. Good doggy.
What have you got?
Good doggy.
You seriously got.
Oh, this is so fun.
There we go.
All fours. All fours.
I'm sitting.
All fours. Down.
Okay.
Down.
Let's put it in
come
my
on, doggies.
Place there. There we go.
Come on, get the doggy. Here they come. What's his doggy?
Oh, hi. Hi there. Wow, they're in denim vests. Dogs in denim are mounting me. Oh, hello. Hi. We're just a couple of dogs having a play day.
Who's this?
This is Boo Boo.
Boo Boo. Hello. Is Boo Boo a cavoodle?
No, she's a toy poodle.
A toy poodle? Oh, look at that little toy poodle. That's like your daddy. Your daddy's a little toy poodle, Lizzie. Oh, he likes Lizzie. Oh, he's gone in for Lizzie's bottom. Oh, dear. It's too soon for Lizzie to get in the family way, isn't it?
Bring the dogs over. Here we go.
Someone's on top of my back.
Come and get the doggy.
Oh, that's interesting. That one wants to make very close friends.
20 years in radio. Rocko, what? Is this an all-time low?
I'm not saying something because I've had some lows, but yeah, this is rock bottom.
Oh, wow, what's this?
This is Daphne. She's a Bernedoodle.
Wow, Daphne's amazing.
Rocko the Toy Cavoodle, you're much nicer than Lizzie, aren't you? Do you have Instagram? No, of course you don't, because that's ridiculous, isn't it, Rocko?
How old's Daphne?
So at the moment, she's just turned 5 months.
That's like Carrie Ann's dog, like a big Bernese, but crossed with an oodle.
Byron has got poo in his arm.
There's shit on my arm. I mean, there's poo in my arm.
Oh, he's got poo in his arm. Oh, poor you stink. Oh.
This is cavoodle heaven.
You need to come in the doggy wash, mate.
Okay, we'll go into the dog wash shortly. Thank you, Fifi.
You got poo on your arm.
Okay, two very different mornings there. You heard Fifi on one hand having a great time with Lizzie and all of the...
I met so many wonderful people and so many beautiful dogs.
Beautiful, yeah. And I was dressed as Scooby-Doo while crowds gathered around watching me on all fours getting pooed on.
Can I just remind you that Fev demanded you get on all fours and you did?
Sure.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. Fifi, Fev and Byron.